Got Paul Mittermeier in here.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and Paul covered a story.
Ain't what she used to be. Ain't what she
Sorry.
Do you remember who the player was? I don't remember. But a player apparently, and that's the thing. I see these players with the gold chains on and the earrings in while they're playing.
I'm Eli Manning.
Take all that stuff off. Yeah, Eli Manning earlier this week had his nipple ring.
David Irving. I think it was David Irving.
I believe it was Eli Manning.
I'm going to go with
he
Eli
had his
Manning.
Nipple ring, fake news, ripped out while practicing.
Yes.
And then we thought about, our nipple. I remember my buddy, Tom. I don't know if he I don't think he still has it. He can't still have it. But in college, he got his nipple pierced.
Just one?
Just one.
And barbell
we're like,
or who?
And we were all like, dude, what are you doing? Like,
why do you think he still doesn't have it? He probably still has it.
Nah, he's a grown man now. He's married. Pirate? He's got a whole bunch of kids. I think he took it out a while back. But the ladies loved it. It was like a thing. It was
Did they?
Yes. And I was like, well, part of it was he was in really good shape. So I guess to like show it, you had to lift up your shirt.
Oh,
that might
yeah.
have been a whole ploy to like be able to like do that.
So you lift up the shirt to reveal the nipple ring. But on the way to the reveal, you see
abs. Kind of douchey.
Wow, he's not a douche. I don't know. It was just, I don't know.
Stace, you get a gentleman, you lift the shirt up, and you see staring in front of you a couple of nipple rings. Are you like, lock the door or get your keys and leave?
And I walk away. It depends who he is. I mean,
see, she's not completely saying no. There's something to it.
How nice are these abs?
See?
Mike's abs.
So then we happened upon Paul here, and we were like, Paul, we got a great idea. We got to pierce your nipple. And then Paul said you
can't
couldn't
do it.
Why can't you do it?
All right, so growing up,
no.
You're in that stage when you're like between 18 and 20.
Take us back.
You know, you get your ear pierced. I got my ear pierced.
Yeah, I had a couple of earrings.
It was funny because my buddy was a Marine, and he came home, and I got my ear pierced. He's like, dude, who shot you in the ear with a BB? And I'm like, no, I got my ear pierced. He didn't realize I got my ear pierced, and he kind of thought that was, you know, not cool, right, because he was a Marine. I took it out, and I had given my mother a thing for her birthday. It was like a card. It said, I owe you one favor. And she handed me the card back and said, don't ever pierce anything on your body ever again as long as I live.
So that was it.
She cashed in the favor.
IOU.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
What if she had handed you the note that said, don't ever lose a leg?
See, I wish you would have, right? That would have been great.
Botch that promise.
Because 30 years later, this IOU is still going strong.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
I don't know about that.
Come on.
I don't know about that.
So, I mean, you're a grown man now.
You're probably.
When you make a promise, Stacey Lynn, when you make a promise to your mother.
I guarantee we got her on the phone, which we do. We have her. She's going to be like, forget that stupid IOU.
Yes. I'm with Scott.
They have her on the phone joining us.
A man of his word. That's what he's going to do.
There she is.
Kate Mittermeier joining us on the phone. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great.
Hey, this is a step down for her. She's a TV star, so, you know.
Can we pierce your son's nipple?
No, you cannot.
Come on. No,
that's a big fat no.
That's a no.
No.
It's 2017.
No.
No. Tell I don't care if it's 2070. You're still not going to pierce his nipple.
Ask if we can pierce hers. What was the?
Why don't we pierce your nipple?
They already pierced.
Already pierced.
All of us are already pierced head to toe. We just wanted to bring him into the fold. Do you remember that moment where you gave him the slip of paper?
I certainly do.
What made you go with that?
What's wrong with the earring? Why are you so opposed to that?
I think that is ridiculous.
Yeah,
a man with a pierced ear. No, thank you.
You're old school, huh, Kate?
Well, I don't know what I am, but. I didn't want it for my son.
Well, what did you think, Kate, back in the 80s when Paul was a little rebellious and grew his hair long?
That didn't bother me too much.
No.
What really bothered her was me rolling in at like 7 in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about that butterfly tattoo on his ankle?
Yeah, what do you think about the butterfly tattoo he has?
There's no butterfly tattoo on his ankle.
She knows that because she's got a 1-in-2 shot because there's no butterfly tattoo on the prosthesis.
Are you? let me ask you this, Kate. Back in the day when Paul had his accident, right? And, you know, we all know the leg accident. And what was your mindset back then? Were you worried about Paul and his future, or did you know that Paul would be okay?
Tell you the truth, I was a basket case.
Well, of course.
I mean, you know, when they came and told me he lost his leg, I almost passed out.
But did but you know?
My son, I knew he'd get through it. I knew he would.
Yeah, that's and the kind of guy say, Paul is. Justin
never
and I
felt
like
sorry if, for never felt sorry for himself.
Yeah,
just went about his life and turned out okay, as far as I'm concerned.
You're very proud. Are you proud of your son, Paul?
Oh, very proud of my son.
Nice. Oh God, I'm gonna cry.
Because to Scott's point, if this happens to me or like Justin, I don't know how I'm reacting.
I die on sight.
You want to hear?
I may have a tough time.
Want to hear a creepy story?
Oh yeah, take it away.
All right, so and she'll verify this. So I get hurt in the morning.
She had that feeling.
My grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
No, my grandmother.
Don't
called,
let Paul go to the docks.
My grandmother called my dad.
I got a premonition.
Yeah.
And said
something.
What happened to Paul?
See?
What happened?
Oh, she felt the energies of the universe.
She knew.
Wow.
We have a little history of that in my family.
That happened to my brother. My brother was in a very bad car accident, and my mom was at the butcher, and she heard the sirens, and she said something happened to one of my kids. She knew it.
Wild.
And then she's driving home, and she pulls up and sees the car accident. She's like, I knew.
Crazy stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's Kate Mittermeier.
Yeah, it does happen. It does happen.
Paul Mittermeier's mother, beautiful Kate, joining us on the program. How cute of a two-part question here. How cute of an infant was Paul, and when did that all change?
Yeah. When did he start to get older?
He was a chubby little thing when he was little.
Big fat ass on him. Big old bubble butt. Bubble butt Paul. That's what we call
him.
Yeah,
right
here.
He was
bubble
a bubble butt,
Paul.
Butt when he was little.
Yeah.
Now, Paul has a... You have a sister, right?
Yes, I do.
So
yes.
It's just the two of you? You
yes,
and your
that's
sister?
That's
who do you like better, Mom? Him or his sister?
Oh, come on. You don't ask that kind of a question.
Tell the truth.
Like, who do you like
tell
better,
the truth.
Your mother or your father?
No, tell the truth.
Paul's
come on.
Saying
it's okay.
Paul's saying it's him.
She's amazing.
But bringing this back around to the nipple ring, if he did get pierced, would you be less proud of him?
I wouldn't be less proud of him, but I'd be disappointed.
Oh,
that's the worst.
There it is.
Would you not talk to him? Would you not talk to him?
Oh, I would talk to him. Of course I would.
What was the worst thing he did as a youth, as a teenager? Like, you could remember a time grounding him or, he got in big, big trouble. What did he do?
Oh, I remember one time the police brought him home.
Whoa!
The police brought you home, Paul?
No, that was partially his buddy's fault.
His
buddy and him got into some sort of a fight, and his buddy took off and left him standing there by himself.
Mm-hmm.
So the cops picked him up and brought him home.
Mm-hmm.
But they were very nice, the cops, and, nothing happened.
We brought you one-legged son home.
No, I had two legs back then.
With his nipple ring. We brought you nipple-ringed, one-legged son home.
It was between that and the time I flipped off the back of my buddy's car and broke my collarbone.
Oh, my God.
And went home and didn't tell anybody for the whole rest of the night, and finally woke up in the morning and was like, yeah, I probably need to, tell somebody about this.
Yeah.
He's like stuff. That. He don't tell us anything. I'm surprised he told me I was going to be on the radio this morning.
Well,
it wasn't a surprise.
What member of the family sounds most like Paul? Because he has a very distinct timbre to his voice. Some would say Kermit-ish.
Yeah, what's up with his voice? Why is his voice so high-pitched?
Because of his dad.
It's his dad? You get that from me? Does your dad have...
You're going to blame him for that. Okay.
What do you think about your granddaughter? Isn't she beautiful? Are you amazed that Paul
gorgeous.
Made such a beautiful child?
Oh,
because...
she is. She's a beautiful girl.
Isn't she amazing?
Considering the way he looks, she's
yes.
gorgeous.
Yes.
She is.
Unbelievable. I mean,
considering your son is... just a disaster.
Well, have you seen Nan? She's a beautiful girl.
She is. What do you think about Paul playing softball? You think...
it drives me crazy.
Me too. I tell him every time he's in here, knock it off. I know what I'm talking about. People will come at me, Mom, Kate Mittermeier.
Can we call
they'll
come you
at
Mom?
Me sideways. They'll be like, why don't you shut up? You let Paul do it. And it's like, no. He needs to knock it off, right?
He got his nipple pierced
with a softball. Did you see that wound on his chest?
I know what I'm talking
just
about.
The other day, I was really, really upset. Really upset.
He's hurt his thumb, right? He's got a hurt thumb. He had a giant bruise on his breast.
Got erectile dysfunction.
Where he got nailed with a softball. His good knee is all taped up. Now, let's not talk about the other leg that's missing. He's only got one good leg.
Much
that one's
that
all
haircut.
Taped up. It's like, Paul, knock it off, right, Mom?
Well, you know, I can't make him do what he doesn't want to do.
Even your mom wants you to stop.
I do. I do want him to stop. I think he's played long enough.
It's a good thing I didn't hand her that IOU. I will never play softball again, you know?
God bless you, Kate Mittermeier. You did a hell of a job raising a hell of a young man. and we will not pierce his nipple in accordance with the promise that was made years ago. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
She didn't say anything about piercing that penis.